Mary, 1901 to 1991. In that city of black iron lace and gullah talk, sin sashaying in shadow, I see you walk down Pirate's Alley, the quick click of your heels, too Episcopal for the tolling of St. Louis's 12-tongued bells, a tea rose in a carnival of azaleas, white-gloved, sky-blue, crisp as your forebears of East Anglia, yet frankly forgiven in the not-quite-sultry air of Easter, taken in by the wide river-mouth patois of slithering shadows on darkened stairs in just-glimpsed courtyards, and swallowed whole in the black rivers of music, sirening souls, palaces of jazz joy, the air thick with spangled night, a slur of voices and footfalls on the wet black streets poised in midsummer, Bourbon, Decatur, great boozy names rolled deep in the throat, a swill of voices like the night's breeze, tropical, luscious, and yours in the plush garden of wrought iron chairs, crackling like a voice on the wireless, matter-of-fact as a boot sole, yet fluttering, fluting its thrill of the just-so. You were my first mother in that city of flowering nights and sweating patios, duplicitous, cunning, sometimes mad as a hatter. You undermined your own daughter to hold me in the tight niche of your charms, there where Lafitte strode and Napoleon's death mask stared ceilingward. I see you flash, old outlaw in a city of outlaws, sainted in a city of saints, queers, reprobates. You gave me awe and madness, a taste for all things stained and fallen. You were my New Orleans. Your chasteness the flip side of the stripper's martyred gaze, the sagging wistful gaze your courtiers, the wisteria your bloom. Mary, they called you, Mary of the crossword puzzle and afternoon tea, Mary of the rocks, Mary of situations, whose fall from grace, divorced, shunned, a bastard grandson and a strident, quick-tongued daughter, was resurrection in a place of flowers and music, of terrace talk on the floating hills of passing nights. I learned to walk your hand in my hand, your electric voice in my ear. Even over years, your letters came with the same click and stutter, your angel signature, the relic of some old family joke I never quite got. The velvet bulldozer, your doctors whispered near your death. Your shingles punished you for years, your retinas detached, your hearing failed. Only your mind kept ticking in its queer act of will. In the end, you were vituperative and genteel as any southern belle. Nurses scuttled, doctors deferred. But even their regard could not hold you forever. You died with a small sigh, white in a whited field.